a Nacho Radio podcast. Is this feeling
something real? Hey, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and I want to invite you to Modern Woodman Park, the friendliest ballpark in America. We're not only friendly to our fans, we're also friendly to our four-legged friends. Every Sunday is Bark in the Park, where we invite you to bring your dog to the game for free. And Wednesday's a We Care Wednesday, where we'll be raising funds for local charities. This year, we're spotlighting animal shelters and humane societies. You know, Dave and Darren have also been referred to as man's best friends. You know, that's not really true. No one's ever said that. Why would they? Dave and Darren have no dog-like redeeming qualities, and frankly speaking, they can be quite catty. Meow. Listen to today's podcast. You'll find out for yourself. Enjoy.
We have some dog-like qualities.
I'm looking for the man who shot my paw.
Welcome, everybody, to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. I believe you all know my partner, Darren.
If you don't, that's weird.
Well, this is 700. This is the 751st episode we've done.
You're a slow learner.
Uh-huh. There's also a bunch of special bonus patron podcasts that you can listen to if you're a patron. In fact, we'll be doing one tomorrow. Fixing to record one tomorrow and post it at some point tomorrow. So, you know, there's by now you should know who Darren is.
I would hope.
Boy, that would be weird if they didn't, though.
I just can't remember that guy's name.
What if there was somebody who was like, I know it's Darren and
Dave,
is it Dan?
And Daryl?
I don't know. That doesn't
Dave
make sense.
And Dennis? Is it? Oh, Dennis.
Is it Avis? Is that?
Is it Avis? Dave? Now, Avis was Amazing Larry's mother's name.
That's right.
Avis. Yes.
She
Elvis fan.
She tried Harvard.
Avis was a fan of Elvis.
Of course she was. What was Amazing Larry's dad's name?
I know
this similarly
too.
Colorful? Was it like Avis and Mavis or
not Chet?
No, make it Chet.
No, it wasn't Chet.
Oh, that's even better though.
Chet.
Chet Mavis's boy Larry.
No. Hub was his name.
You're kidding.
Hub.
Hub and Avis's boy.
Rod G.
Yeah. Used to sleepwalk and scratch the walls.
Wait, what? I've never heard this story.
Yeah, Larry was a sleepwalker as a boy.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Hub.
No, not Hub. No.
Then my dad would get up and walk around the house sleepwalking.
Hub and Avis would watch Larry sleepwalk and scratch the walls.
Scratch the walls?
I don't know. It's something he did while he sleepwalked.
Like with his rings? Or
no, with his hands.
Like he was trying to dig a hole? On the wall?
I don't know.
How am I just now hearing this story?
Rod G!
Yeah, they would just sit at the kitchen table and watch...
for fun?
Watch Larry scratch the walls and go, I don't know about that boy.
So this is what, in like the 40s, 50s?
No, this would probably have been like maybe like the early 60s, I suppose. Back when he took it to the streets.
When was he drafted?
When was he drafted?
Yeah, when was Amazing Larry drafted? This is one of my favorite moments.
No, it would have been in the 60s.
When we had Larry on one time, and
he got his notice that he had been drafted.
He got his draft notice, and yes. We were talking about this during I think it was near Veterans Day or whatever.
And we asked him, it was when you got that notice, what was the first thing you thought?
Try to figure a way to get out of it.
How do I get out of this?
Got to get out of this.
Rod G.
I
gotta find a way to turn the beat around.
A very
here.
Real reaction, I suppose.
Well, I would
to,
think that
finding out that you've been selected to help well Uncle Sam
could very well be the sort of whether you act on it or not.
Uh-huh.
The sort of inkling that probably quite a few people got.
Can you imagine being the draft board and thinking Amazing Larry was the key to solving the crisis in Southeast Asia?
Why don't we send that Larry fella? Maybe he can help us out.
Because the draft board, and where Larry lived, would they have known him? Is it like in Hooterville where they knew which boys they were sending and which boys they weren't?
I don't know.
Remember when that pig got sent to Vietnam?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Arnold Ziffel?
Arnold Ziffel got drafted for the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
And they
refused
unceremoniously ate him. I mean, what do you think is going to happen to a pig that gets...
Our boys or
Our boys.
Not Charlie. Our boys ate them over there?
Probably. It probably brought them together. It's like, you know, I got an idea. We got this pig. Would you guys like some of it?
That's the movie. It opens up with one of those Bell helicopters, QCC, CCR, Fortunate Son, and then just a bunch of boys from Hooterville eating a pig. And then that's the end of the movie.
Along with the North Vietnamese.
That was... Charlie comes out of the bushes.
My God, what is that tantalizing smell?
Are you eating an intelligent pig?
I gotta have some of that.
Very tasty.
We are going to call a truce for the rest of the afternoon.
Oh my gosh, that's beautiful. Good evening, Vietnam, we called it. Good eating Vietnam.
Bon appetit.
Good eating Vietnam.
Bon appetit, Vietnam.
So Arnold gets drafted, has to go, unceremoniously eaten by both sides,
and puts an end to the conflict.
that's how we won the Vietnam War.
That's how we were able to find at least some sort of save some sort of grace.
We're watching this movie. Well, it's a TV show, and we've tried to start it a couple times, and now we're really going to make a commitment to get through this damn thing. And I'm sure a lot of you have watched it.
Oh, is that the Vietnam thing?
No, it's called The Man in the High Castle. And the whole thing is somehow we lost World War II. And so, like, the West Coast is Japan, and the East Coast, the Midwest is Germany, and there's, like, a area in the middle that's like a no-man's land, right? And but there's movies, and the movies are that we did win World War II. I don't understand how any of this makes any damn sense. I'm watching it, and it seems like a decent enough show, but I'm puzzled by the fact that none of it makes any damn sense.
It's all over the place, huh?
I don't get this. They got movies of us winning World War II, even though we didn't, in the movies that, or the show that I'm watching. People rave about this show, and so far it's fine. I'm watching this thing, and I'm like an old man. I'm like, what the hell is going on with this? Well, I thought we won World War II. But in this movie, we didn't win World War II.
But within this movie where we didn't, there's movies that say we did.
They're watching these movies that say we did. And it's like that's what they're smuggling around is these movies that say that we won World War II.
A cast of 1,000 stars in Midway.
I guess it'll make more sense when does it come to a conclusion? Reach out to me on the text line. Let me know if I should keep watching this. But don't spoil it. Although I don't know how you can spoil it because I already know that we do win World War II. But this is like, it takes place in the 60s, Darren. So it's like, it's weird. It's messed up. So it's like an alternate reality, but then they've got movies of this reality? It's making my brain hurt.
It's making my brain hurt.
Right?
And my brain already hurts.
Did you wake up with a brain hurt? How long has it been hurting?
Just got to find a second wind somewhere.
Yeah, well.
This is all I'm looking for.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! I want to wish you good luck with that. You want to get right into the top five things?
We can do that. The top five things. Today, not tomorrow, because tomorrow is a patron-only show, but today, the Top Five Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a brand new location. And we'd love it if you would check it out at 2115 East 12th Street. That's in the village of East Davenport. Very easy to find. Their bridal sale's going on now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350. And their large selection of GIA-certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. They are now open Tuesday through Friday starting at 10 a.m. They're open till 5:30 on those days, and then on Saturday they're open from 10 till 3. So check them out. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. And again, the new location, 2115 East 12th Street in the village of East Davenport. When you're there, please mention Nacho Radio. And if you do, then with a purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak and so much more, including their capistrami, hot pastrami, Swiss cheese, Russian dressing, and coleslaw. It's absolutely delicious. Get one today. Also, like them on Facebook. They're open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, starting at 10:30, and then at 11 a.m. on Sunday. Check out their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. Absolutely delicious. When you're there for lunch and or dinner, do this. Mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one. A Capriati's extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
Number one today on our top five things.
Number one.
Come on, kids.
Come on, kids. Grow up.
Well, the top five
number
kids
one.
Stuff.
Number one.
They need to grow up, too.
I don't understand how computerized kids are back there taking a nap. We're doing the show. I mean,
come on, kids, grow up.
Exactly. As I was saying, number one today.
Number one.
Number one.
I feel like I'm going to have to give the band a good Paul Anka talking to after the show. You watch me for the changes, and I don't want to see any of these t-shirts on the stage.
Buttoned up shirts.
McDonald's announcing that they're giving away French fries every Friday for the rest of the year.
You get a small order of fries?
Medium fries.
A medium order of fries. Can they be hot?
Well, now you get what you pay for. That's what they'll tell you at the window. For the rest of the year, if you download the McDonald's app and spend at least $1, they will give you a free medium fry.
I think it's Burger King that has something on their window that says, please try your fries before you leave to make sure that they're fresh and adequate or whatever.
Okay, I dig it.
I wonder if they really mean that.
Well, I have a feeling that's not something the people in the kitchen
came
up with.
No, they didn't come up with that.
It's probably something the corporate office sent.
Some guy.
Let me guess, Darren. It wasn't handwritten and signed Mike in the back.
Yeah, Bubba. Bubba wants you to know that he's more than willing to cook you for the third time a different order of fries because you didn't care for the way they were. No, I'm guessing that is some gentleman or some woman who hasn't been by the deep fryer in some time.
I've heard that there's this gimmick that you have to tell them that you're allergic. Like if
you
go to McDonald's,
you don't want salt.
You don't want salt, and that way they have to make a fresh batch.
Uh-huh.
But then I've also been reading that the people at McDonald's are onto that scam.
Oh, yeah.
And now they've just
been... They don't salt them.
Yeah, they just have been going out of their way to leave, like, old, dirty, saltless fries around.
Somewhere.
Just as an F you to the people that are paying them.
Which is not the sort of thing that they put on a sign in the so that you can see through the drive-thru.
But see, this is where I get confused, because this is the world we live in. You spend a dollar, they'll give you a free medium fry. So if you get a hamburger, a hamburger's like a dollar, right?
They don't have anything that's not a dollar.
Right. I think you're absolutely right about that. So it's free fries if you buy. You can get a hamburger and a fry for $1, right? And if you want a drink, that's how they get you the drinks.
Get you on the drinks.
But this is the thing. If you're someone who doesn't like fries, then they'll give you a soft drink. Because already they're anticipating someone to be like,
I'm being discriminated against.
I don't like fries. What about me? I should get something, too.
And if you don't like McDonald's French fries...
Where's my pound of flesh?
What about me?
So they've already, like, usually the way this works is, hey, we're giving away free French fries.
But
and after a couple of weeks...
we have to have a backup idea for you big babies.
We're giving away free French fries,
and
which is 90% of what people come to our McDonald's stores for anyway.
Good enough.
Right.
What about something for us people who like free drinks?
What if I want to seek revenge?
What?
Seek revenge?
I don't know. I told you. I'm on fumes right now.
I've got something to bitch about.
How do these free french fries help me get revenge on those who've wronged me?
Right.
All right. Well, we'll also offer free revenge on people who have wronged you, I suppose.
I guess we'll do that.
That gets underway tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So for the rest of 2018. Now, here's the other thing I wanted to throw at you, though.
Should I take advantage of that and bring those over for the patron-only podcast?
It's not for me. I can't eat McDonald's. I just
and
can't
you could walk to it.
I want nothing to do with
it. You could walk to it.
It's just not my thing. I just would rather,
I'd
rather not. I just don't like the taste.
Do you ever walk anywhere to eat?
I mean, walk all the time to places.
Do you?
Sure.
I like
the feeling of being able to walk places.
Walk, and then you can walk the meal off on the way home.
That's what I tell myself. Sure, I'll have dessert. I'm going to walk home. So it's a push.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really.
No, it isn't.
Here's the other thing I think you're going to find. You're going to give away french fries every Friday for the rest of the year. You're going to have a nation full of people that just expect that they never pay for french fries again.
Ever again.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like this idea.
What? I'm not allowed to go out on Fridays. How does this kill my ex-wife?
I don't understand how you're going. Yeah, right.
You're discriminating against the rest of the week. My religion prohibits me leaving the house on Fridays or downloading apps.
Exactly. You know what's coming. This could be Lobster Fest stupid, this promotion. This could
all
be
you
like,
could eat crab.
Right. I was reading
Lobster Fest is still on.
I was reading an article last week, and it was the top 10 biggest corporate blunders of all time. Mm-hmm. Did you see this article?
No.
They had New Coke at like number 8 or number 9. And I think number 2 or number 3 on the list was Burger King Satis Fries, which I don't even remember this happening, but I guess it was a couple of years ago where it was like French fries that were somehow prepared in an oil, so they were a low-calorie French fry.
Mm.
And everyone was like, we're not interested in that.
They slide right through you.
Well, I think that was the thing too.
They slide through you, and they're still an intact French fry when they leave your orifice.
Yeah, I think that was very much the case. But yeah, they had that at number 2 or number 3 on the list, and I thought, I don't know that anything's dumber than New Coke. Although having said that,
but
enough time has passed. Put that New Coke formula back on the shelves. I'd like to try that again.
You know what New Coke was? Pepsi.
It really was.
It
really was.
And quite frankly, it was a yumbo.
You think so the whole time?
The whole thing was just... The whole thing is we're going to come out with our brand new recipe and basically spotlight the fact that our new recipe tastes like our competitor. Exactly like our competitor.
See, I think you're giving them way too much
credit. That's the way I'd have done it.
Wow. I mean, that's...
Don't you like that idea? That we basically spotlight the fact that everyone's going to lose their mind because now your stuff tastes like them.
Satis Fries came out in 2014, I guess. And that's when they got rid of them. So, I mean, I don't remember this at all.
Do you think they'll ever bring back the Yumbo?
They did bring back the Yumbo.
No,
nobody cared.
Again.
No.
Well, okay, there you go.
No. They brought back a thing that nobody wanted.
We put a death nail in the Yumbo. And I think we are probably
we've mentioned Yumbo more on this podcast. We've done more on this.
It's its own word.
It's become a noun and a verb.
And a verb.
It's both those things. New Coke, no thanks to that too, huh?
No.
This is the biggest product failures of all time. They list 132 of them from like the DeLorean,
Crystal Pepsi,
like the Edsel, the ET video game, the something called Wow Chips from Frito-Lay. Those were the ones that were made with Olestra. So you just pooped your pants when you ate the chips.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
get rid of that bag. If you eat these chips, keep the bag and make sure it stays intact. Don't get rid of the bag.
Burger King attempted to court consumers seeking healthier fast food options with Satis Fries, revamped French fries. And they were like, I think they were like crinkle fries too, right?
Which I usually like.
Yeah, but nobody asked for this.
So are you completely off fries altogether, or?
I'm trying to make some better decisions.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Have you
had any mayonnaise?
Not lately. It's been a while. But I haven't really been in a situation
I'll bring
where,
you some coleslaw.
Okay, sneak it in like a movie in The Man in the High Castle, would you?
Two.
Oh, gosh, is it time for number two already? The United States Senate wants to figure out a way to get the emergency alert system onto your Netflix. Something called...
What if I don't have Netflix?
But I like Star
Trek. I'll die in a war!
Boy, people are either liking that or not.
What's that?
That voice. I wish they'd stop doing it.
Well, because here's the thing. If you work with the public, you deal with that voice every day.
Oh, it's just like, quit it. Right? This is where I usually go to escape that person, and now they're doing that person.
There's like a mathematical calculation. Like, the cooler the idea is, or the more, the nicer the motivation behind it, the more people find a way to just bitch and moan and ruin it.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not wrong about this.
No, you're not.
Right?
No, people are awful.
Right? If it was like, you know, hey, we're going to give away peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. My child has an allergy. Well, that's a bad one, I guess. What would be something where it was like, hey, everybody, you know, it's Pat on the Back Tuesday. Everybody's going to get a free pat on the back because we think you're doing a great job.
I have scoliosis. You could shatter my vertebrae.
What do I get?
And where's mine?
How do I get my revenge? That's my favorite thing maybe ever. 751 episodes of this show. Someone just asking for revenge at the McDonald's drive-thru.
And you're not helping.
My favorite thing ever. And they're unhappy that the people at McDonald's aren't facilitating said revenge.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, there's this thing called the Ready Act. That's Reliable Emergency Alert Distribution Improvement. And this is being introduced by a couple of senators. They want to, first of all, reduce the chances of false emergency alerts. You know, it wasn't that long ago.
Boy, we haven't had one in Hawaii in a while.
The people in Hawaii were told that the world was coming to an end. And then that kind of went away.
It didn't really.
No.
It didn't really end.
No.
But.
One of the things, too, they want to figure out is if they need to tell you a missile's coming, and you're binge watching Orange Is the New Black.
Although, if you were going to blow something up, if you were going to blow a place up,
mm-hmm.
Hawaii is the place that we would least likely notice.
Because it's so isolated?
Because it's the most isolated place.
Hmm.
I mean, it's a fantastic destination.
Yeah, sure.
Everyone should go.
I'll take
Have you ever been?
Hawaii?
Yeah.
No. Mm. What am I, Rockefeller?
Huh?
I go to Florida every once in a while. That's as far as I'm allowed. That's my circle of...
It's not as good.
Oh, I don't know. They both got an ocean.
If I get a notion to go swimming in an ocean, so it's no one's business but my own.
We're out in the Gulf, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's me and the boy out in the Gulf. The wife's reading a book at the Caribbean, or Cabana, tomato, tomato.
The Caribbean.
So the boy and I are out in the Gulf there, you know, splashing around, having a good old time.
Uh-huh.
And there's this guy who's a little off, who's like... wants to talk to us. Like, okay, of course. Like, weirdos are just drawn to me, right? And I can tell this guy he's in the Gulf, but he is not enjoying it one bit.
Huh.
Yeah.
Maybe he should get out.
And he is on high alert
for, like, a tiger shark
right.
or something.
And then he's like, oh, did you guys hear that? I think that's thunder. Okay, so here's the thing about the St. Pete Beach.
Thunder sharks?
Well, here's the thing about St. Pete Beach. There's thunderstorms, like... all the time.
Yes.
They roll in all the time.
They come in and they go.
See, this is why when your hockey team is the Tampa Bay Lightning, it makes sense because there's lightning every day in Tampa Bay.
Uh-huh.
As opposed to storms that happen in the Quad Cities
comes and
once
goes.
A
comes
month.
And goes, though.
By the way, have you seen their new logo? The Quad City Storm?
No.
It's atrocious.
They've already changed it?
Yeah, they had to change their logo. Oh, you're
so gonna... they made it worse.
Well, I mean, I'm going to show it to you and you tell me what you think.
Because the first one looked very childlike.
Be honest with me on this, okay?
Sure.
This is the new logo for the Quad City Storm. I mean, what are they doing? What is this? At least it's holding a hockey stick the right way.
I tend to think that's better, but it...
Do you really?
Yeah. I think it's better.
Well, I don't like it because it looked got a tooth knocked out. Maybe it fell off a scooter. I had an accident. Where's mine? I'm on a
so you're
poop
taking,
tornado
you're,
that looks like me.
You're taking umbrage with the fact they're making fun of someone.
They're making fun of my scooter accident.
Who had their teeth knocked out.
Yes. I can't stop talking like that now.
That was a rough period.
You're telling me. I started a new job. I look like a meth addict. You think that's better than the other one? Really?
I think so. Not great, but better.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
Agree to disagree on this one. So we're out in the Gulf, and this guy's like, "Oh, thunder!"
Yeah.
And I'm like, "I go, buddy, it's gonna be okay." I don't know why I had to interject this. I'm like, "It's way over there."
Yeah.
You know, they'll blow whistles if it's close. You're gonna be fine.
Who will blow whistles?
Well, there's people, the authorities. There's no whistles. I just wanted him to relax because he was. He was sending out fear vibes that attract the hammerheads.
probably does.
I can't have this.
It probably does.
And also, you know, I'm out there with my boy trying to enjoy the ocean, for Christ's sakes, and I got this nervous Nelly who I don't know, and he looks at me and goes, "All I asked for was one nice day. Just one nice day of sunshine." And again, like, I don't know why.
Who did you ask?
I don't know. I didn't ask him that.
You should have.
I go, yeah, yeah.
Who did you ask for?
I go, how about it, friend? What are you going to do? So then we're out there, and then Owen decides he's going to go back into the shallow part of the ocean.
I can't take this guy, Dad.
Jenny comes
this guy's
out,
bringing me down.
Jenny comes out to where I am. Owen's had enough of this guy, and this guy's just out there. You can tell he's just freaking out that he's in the ocean. Probably the first time in his life he's ever been in. When out of nowhere, maybe 5 feet from the kid, a dolphin comes up for air and goes back down.
Yeah?
And this kid loses his mind. And he goes, "Oh, everybody, there is a very large animal over here." Freak out guy.
Yeah, freak out guy.
So dolphin.
So the dolphin attacks him.
It didn't attack him. Just came up.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'll say this, man. They're pretty big when you're in the
water.
Now,
you would have thought that was cool.
I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Yes.
It was like winning the lottery.
Yeah.
And
look how close they got they did that.
He goes, "Large animal over here!" And he's screaming and running. And then it's like being in Jaws. There's like 20 other people, and they're all heading towards the shore. So then Jenny and I are like, "Everybody, it's a dolphin. This guy's an idiot. It's a dolphin, everybody." So
did you call him an idiot?
I didn't. It was in parentheses. It was a parenthetical idiot.
At that point, he looks back, "Hey!"
Well, he was still very shaken.
Oh, I bet he was.
And,
but being and called an idiot on top of it doesn't help.
I go, "Buddy, you're going to be all right. That was just a dolphin." "Well, I don't know what it was. It was a very large animal." I go, "You're going to be fine." I go, "There are people that pay a fortune for the experience you just had. Like that's you're going to be fine." He's breathing heavy. And
how old did he say he is?
This kid's probably in his early 20s.
Oh, okay.
But not quite 25.
Okay.
But he's just like, I'm like, "You're going to be fine." And the dolphin's far away. I go, "Believe me, that what just happened there, that was magical." And he looks at me like, "Yeah, right." And then I walk away.
Not the sort of magic I need.
And I thought it was over. I'm walking away back to my part of the Gulf.
Yeah.
And he's like yelling at me. He goes, "That thing scared the shit out of me."
No, screw you, Z-Man.
You know, right? That's exactly what it was. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, I'm done. Now done. I'm done talking to you.
I don't know why I tried to soothe your jangled sea nerves.
None of my business.
Right, that's what I should have said.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2018 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. And try this, your favorite hot latte can be served over ice. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. They have it all at the East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. If you're not one, become one, and you can listen to every podcast we've ever done and those special patron-only podcasts like the one we'll be doing tomorrow. And the show is also brought to you by everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and also 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs, and camp specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, mayo, and more. Voted the greatest sandwich in America. Download the Loyalty app and get free food. And when you're there at either location, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one, which is just very frugal and very smart.
But I don't like sandwiches. Huh. Here's my pound of flesh.
Number three.
Pound of flesh?
So
we're just trying to give away French fries.
Did I drive home the point that they want because if you're watching Netflix, you may not know the world is coming to an end, and it may come to an end any minute now. Let's not sit here and kid each other.
It was a good ride.
You mentioned
it's over.
You mentioned Hawaii, and they're in the news on this installment of the top five things because Hawaii is the one state, you can say this about it, it may be the most isolated state. Mm-hmm. It's also the only state in our union that's getting bigger every day.
Yes, I saw that.
Lava flows have added an additional 700 acres of new land.
Well, that's
to Hawaii.
That's significant, 700 acres.
So who gets that? Like, I'd like to just go put my flag in it now.
Yeah, go claim it.
Right?
I want to put my flag in it while it's still warm. like your banana bread. The flag goes in easier.
Oh, look at that. It's like a toothpick. I know that the land is done if I can put it in and not have lava still on the bottom of the flagpole.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's easier to put in.
I mean, at some point where you and I are sitting here, this was owned by people who didn't believe in ownership of land, and then Whitey came over and took it, and then they cut it up into parcels.
Yeah.
Like, you can get 700 acres of Hawaii, and it's oceanfront property, no less.
Well,
who gets this?
I don't know.
I'm saying let's head over there.
I thought you said you didn't want to go to Hawaii.
Well, I do now. Now I know I can make all this land for
nothing.
What
if your buddy's there?
It's a land grab.
Now he's in this ocean.
That'll be my luck. We'll finally make it all the way to Hawaii, and it'll be this dingle brain sitting in the Pacific. Oh, no.
Oh, no, he's back.
Oh, now, the good news is the weather's nicer, but there aren't any dolphins in Hawaii.
That one's a bad omen.
It was my favorite part was when everyone was running towards the shore.
Are there good omens? There's good omens.
Sure.
Good omens.
Yes.
They don't have to all be bad omens.
No.
Well, that must be a good omen.
That's what you would
You don't hear that a lot, though.
No. Well, no. Look around. Where were we? Oh, yeah. So 700 acres, that's more than 500 football fields, Darren.
Yeah, no, I get it.
A new peninsula has been found near the town of Kapoho.
Didn't someone get hit by a lava bomb on, like, a tourist boat?
Yeah, and they keep doing it. They keep taking these tourist boats off, even though lava bombs are hitting people in the face. Which, you know, that would be the end of it for me. That's the end of the tour.
Not paying extra for this.
No, sevens, no.
Four.
But I like lava bombs. Where's mine? How come he gets one? You're right. If this bit isn't landing, people are hating this show today.
Oh, I don't care for what they did on Thursday.
Lab-grown meat could be at your favorite restaurant in the next 3 years.
They've been promising this for a long time.
Well, Dutch company that presented the world's first lab-grown beef burger 5 years ago said they've received enough funding to pursue their plans to make and sell artificially grown meat. They'll be in restaurants in the year 2021. Mosa Meat raised the $8.8 million they needed from a couple of different pharmaceutical groups and different companies and interests. And now they say that by 2021, they will be putting this lab-grown meat in the old restaurants there.
In the year 2525. I was listening to this program the other day, and so it comes out of St. Louis. It's a community radio station, KDHX.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy does a show. It's called The Big Bang. And on every Wednesday, he does a... on Wednesdays, or the third Wednesday... Or excuse me, the third Wednesday of the month, he'll take a look at the chart of a particular year. And he was doing this yesterday, and it was 1969. Ending up as the number one song on that chart was... Zagger and Evans in the year 2525.
Yeah.
And he's like, I remember that coming out in, obviously 1969. I was like 9 or 10 at the time, and I remember not caring for it then. So, I mean, he had to play the song because it was the charts are the charts. But I'm going to be honest with you, folks. I didn't like it then either.
He's not wrong. It's a stupid song.
No, it's a... Five. Probably one of the most hated number ones ever.
Ooh, that's interesting. That's an interesting list. Worst songs to ever make it to number one.
Of course, you're going to find We Built That City. That one always gets beat up pretty good. But it went to number one.
Yeah, I don't know that it's the worst. I don't mind that song. Yeah, for what it is, it's very much of its era.
Yeah.
I mean, I could think
it gets derided quite a bit.
We Built This City?
Yes.
Growing up in Chicago, there was a Chicago version of it.
No, of course.
Where the DJ was from Chicago. Because there's that, you know, he's like, the city that sleeps, the city by the bay.
Yeah.
And it was Smokin' Joe Dawson. He did a version. Uh-huh. So we didn't have to listen to San Francisco DJs. It's just another Sunday in a tired old street. I don't mind that song.
Well, you're one of the few people that likes it.
Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley. That went to number one. How about
people like that song, don't they?
How about I think it's fine for what it is.
Yeah.
Paul Anka, You're Having My Baby.
Mm.
Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy, went to number one.
Yeah.
How about the Osmonds, One Bad Apple?
Yes.
Pretty bad.
So you found a list of hated number one songs.
They've got Pitbull, Give Me Everything on here. That's How Dare You.
Y'all having a good time?
D4L Laffy Taffy from 2006.
Well, you're going to have the Macarena on there.
Oh, Macarena is the worst.
You're going to have...
Macarena is the worst. There's nothing worse than the Macarena. Let's see. They've got Fergie London Bridge.
I remember being by a pool at the time that came out, and I enjoyed it for that particular...
The Macarena?
For that particular pool hang, I was fine.
They've got Will Smith, Wild Wild West. Yeah, that's pretty bad. James Blunt, You're Beautiful. Daniel Powder, Bad Day. Crazy Town, Butterfly. That went to number one on the charts?
You say so.
Brian Adams, Everything I Do It For You. Boy, that was so bad that we never heard from him again. They've got Macarena at number six here on the list. Mm-hmm. Worst number one songs of all time. Milli Vanilli, Baby, Don't Forget My Number. Ice Ice Baby from Vanilla Ice. Black Eyed Peas, I Got a Feeling at number three. Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy, and the worst, number one song of all time.
In the year 2525.
Yeah, they've got, this is a much more current list, because they've got Owl City, Fireflies, which is an atrocious song, but that's not as bad as 2525, for crying out loud. Number five today on the top five things, NASA may have accidentally burnt evidence of life on Mars almost 50 years ago. During the 70s, we sent the Viking probe to the Red Planet.
We had all the proof we needed.
We found no evidence of organic matter. But now they announced that the Curiosity discovered a bunch of complex molecules on the surface of Mars. And now they're looking at it and they think, wait a minute, we might have found this up more than 40 years ago, and then we might have accidentally burnt it up.
I didn't burn it.
During the 70s, the Viking mission took place and found no evidence of this matter. But now they're thinking... they may have unwittingly burnt any traces of organic molecules from Mars. So this information that there was life on Mars, organic life, you know, in the soil.
We had it. It was right there.
Yeah, we had it, but then we think we might have accidentally burnt that up. Sorry. Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini went to number one.
Mm-hmm.
Monster Mash went to number one.
A couple times, didn't it?
How about Jimmy Glimmer and the Fireballs' Sugar Shack?
What's wrong with that?
I'm Henry VIII, I Am, number one. That's that's pretty bad. Chuck Berry, My Ding-a-Ling, went to number one.
That I think that's his biggest hit.
MacArthur Park, Donna Summer in 78, mm-hmm. That went to number one.
Yeah.
Those are pretty bad stuff. Those are your top five things, by the way. Ebony and Ivory... Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney, that's pretty bad.
It's not his best work.
What's worse?
It's neither one's best work.
What's worse? Ebony and Ivory or say? I'm going to answer my own question. State of Shock with Mick Jagger. Well,
Mick Jagger and Michael Jackson. That's worse than the two of them, yes. Oh,
combined.
That's not even really a song.
That's not even... Yeah, it's not.
It doesn't even sound like it's a song.
No.
No, yeah, that was off the ill-fated Victory album.
Got to be Jackson. Mine, because you're so fine.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. Enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs. So the next time you need something catered, consider that. Or for that extraordinary event, build your own perfect meatball sub with Cap's Meatball Bar. Capriati's signature homemade meatballs are made from scratch daily and simmered in a classic marinara sauce. And every meatball bar comes with sliced provolone, Romano cheese, and baked rolls. Don't forget to also turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Do it today at Capriati's. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
You know, song everybody derides. I like the song. Obviously, the video is embarrassing. But I don't hate Mick Jagger and David Bowie dancing in the street as a song.
When do you ever hear it as a song?
Sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah, you know.
Do you?
Every once in a while, it'll be on.
Tokyo!
South America, UK,
that's the
France,
but that's the part
Germany,
and that's the part you like.
South America, I love
Jackie it. Rogers Jr. So we have a patron show tomorrow.
We do, we do. Are you looking forward to that?
I am.
There is this one last bit of information I wanted to share.
Sure.
In Egypt, at any moment now, they're going to be opening up a black sarcophagus that they just found.
Uh-oh.
And people are warning them not to do it.
Don't do it.
Does this sound like something out of a movie? Because this is real life. There is a huge, mysterious black sarcophagus that they think has been there for at least 2,000 years. And they opened it up, and they say there's at least 3 mummies inside this thing. They were nervous that there might be a curse when they opened it up.
Still not an orgy.
They say apparently some sewage had leaked into the inside, and it might have ruined some of the mummies. But they think that there were 3
Hello, mummy. Hello.
You're marvelous.
I really am. Really
we'll be back tomorrow with a patron-only show. If you're not a patron...
Hello there!
You still have time to get signed up.
How do they do that, Darren?
You just basically go to Nacho Radio and click on the link where you can support us. And basically, and the thing is, you can start at like $3 per month, and you can cancel at any time. If all of a sudden you decide, you know what, this was a bad idea.
Not the best investment.
Gonna regret this, but you'll only regret it for a month.
You'll not only have access to the patron-only shows,
but
you'll have
every
access
podcast
to
we've ever done.
751 podcasts plus all the patron-only ones. That includes some best of things and shows we do at least once a month just for patrons. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's something you want to consider at nachoradio.com. It's pretty easy to figure out.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I say that I'm not a patron. Why would I be? I'm half the show.
Well, that would be, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul.
I've done dumber things with my money.
We really have.
Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, Kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock guys, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.